नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना नंदना ब्रज जन यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना नंदना ब्रज जन यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना यशोदा नंदना यमुना तीरा बनचारी यमुना तीरा बन यमुना तीरा बनचारी यमुना तीरा बनचारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभु जय विष्णुपाद ब्रह्मस्वराजगचार्यस्तुतरस्वत श्री श्रीमत्शील अभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत गति वैष्णव बिंद की जय। गुरु परंपरा की जय। श्री चैतन्य चैतन्य की जय। समेत वैष्णव बिंद की जय। श्री श्री गौर निताय राधा श्याम कृष्ण बलराम दर्शनार्थी की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद गुरु पूजा की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna, all glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय श्री चैतन्य जय जय दैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त बिंद जय दैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त बिंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य नंद जय दैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त बृंद जय दैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त बृंद। थैंक यू सर। वी आर वेरी फॉर्चुनेट टू सर्व श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन परपोर्ट ऑफ चैतन्य चरितमृत मधुलीला चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट 100-109। So please join together. Shei jana nija grame koriya agamana. Jagrame koriya agamana. Not repeating, maybe together will be quick. Krishna bali hasi kande nache anukshana. Translation. Being thus empowered, they would return to their own villages. Always chanting the holy name of Krishna and sometime laughing, crying and dancing. 101. Jare dekhe tare kahe kaha Krishna naam. Ei mata Vaishnav oila sabani jagram. These empowered people used to request everyone and anyone, whomever they saw, to chant the holy name of Krishna. In this way, all the villages would also become devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, purported by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. In order to become an empowered preacher, one must be favored by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or His devotee, the spiritual master. One must also request everyone to chant the Maha Mantra. In this way, such a person can convert others to Vaishnavism, showing them how to become pure devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. 102. গ্রামান্তর হইতে দেখিতে আইল যত জন, তার দর্শনে কৃপায় হয় তার সম। সিম্পলি বাই সিইং সচ এম্পাওয়ার্ড ইন্ডিভিজুয়াল পিপল ফ্রম ডিফারেন্ট ভিলেজেস উড বিকাম লাইক দ্যাম বাই দ্য মার্সি অফ দেয়ার গ্ল্যান্স। 103 সেই যায় গ্রামের লোক বৈষ্ণব করায়, অন্য গ্রামে আসি তারে দেখি বৈষ্ণব হয়। When these individuals returned to their villages, they also converted others into devotees. When others came to see them, they also were converted. 104 সেই যায় আর গ্রামে করে উপদেশ, এই মত বৈষ্ণব হইল সব দক্ষিণ দেশ। In this way, all those men went from one village to another. All the people of South India became devotees. 105 এই মত পথে যাইতে শত শত জন, বৈষ্ণব করেন তারে করি আলিঙ্গন। Thus many hundreds of people became Vaishnavas when they passed the Lord on the way and were embraced by Him. Text 106 যেই গ্রামে রহি ভিক্ষা করেন যার ঘরে, সেই গ্রামের যত লোক আইসে দেখি বারে। In whatever village Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed to accept alms, many people came to see Him. Text 107 প্রভুর কৃপায় হয় মহাভাগবত, এইসব আচার্যা হইয়া তারিল জগত। By the mercy of the Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everyone became a first-class devotee. Later, they became teachers or spiritual master and liberated the entire world. Text 108 এই মত কইলা যাবত গেলা সেতু বন্দে, সর্বদেশ বৈষ্ণব হইল প্রভুর সম্বন্ধে। In this way, Lord went to the extreme southern part of India and He converted all the province to Vaishnavism. Text 109 Navadive jei shakti na koila prakashe, she shakti prakashi nistarila dakshin deshe. Translation Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not manifest His spiritual potency at Navadvip, but He did manifest them in South India and liberated all the people there. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. At that time, there were many smarthas, non-devotees, followers of Vedic rituals, at the holy place of Navadvip, which was also the birthplace of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Followers of the Smriti Shastra are called Smarthas. Most of them are non-devotees, and their main business is following strictly the Brahmanical principle. However, they are not enlightened in devotional service. In Navadvip, all the learned scholars are followers of Smriti Shastra, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not attempt to convert them. Therefore, the author has remarked that the spiritual potency Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not manifest at Navadvip was by His grace manifest in South India. Thus, everyone there became a Vaishnava. By this, it is to be understood that people are really interested in preaching in a favorable situation. If the candidates for conversion are too disturbing, a preacher may not attempt to spread Krishna consciousness amongst them. It is better to go where the situation is more favorable. The Krishna consciousness movement was first attempted in India. But the people of India, being absorbed in political thoughts, did not take to it. They were entranced by the political leaders. We preferred, therefore, to come to the West, following the order of our spiritual master, And by the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this movement is becoming successful. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I'm sure Srila Prabhupada somewhere in the spiritual world is also seeing right now the biggest preaching actually in India is big, really big. Millions and millions, not just thousands, millions are taking Srila Prabhupada's books and everywhere Nagar Kirtan every day. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamhayam Dadati Shapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadhaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschata Deshatarine Bancha Kalpataru Vescha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo 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 Mahabhadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratishe Namo He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastade Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vrindaye Tulasi Devaye Priyaye Keshavasya Krishna Bhakti Prade Devi Satvate Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare This chapter, so far by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, I see emphasize main purpose of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this chapter, we'll discover, first of all, end of this chapter, there is one verse. We must know what is the result of hearing this chapter. So Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he writes, the text number 152, but I always like the motivation first, the goal. He says, Shraddha kari ei lila je kare shravana Achirate milaye tare chaitanya charana Our ultimate goal of life, the beautiful sublime Krishna Prem, which is all along eternally in the heart of every soul, need to be revived by hearing and chanting, can be obtained just by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming down through Prabhupada very easily if we pay attention to this chapter and maintain a faith that whatever is explained in this chapter is all true and consciously I accept it and maintain that belief, guaranteed Mahaprabhu will bestow the mercy. So we must try. I must try. In this chapter, many things are will be revealed very soon. But today's subject matter, I want to finish because I have a problem with the time always. In 100 text, we saw what is the nature of holy name. Everybody in this world are now coming to chanting Hare Krishna. Even the Buddhists in Japan, they say the biggest temple in Japan. They are not following rules, regulation like us, but hidingly, every day they are chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We don't know who introduced that, but still some or other, they are all chanting. And in Mali, Africa, they also a group, they are chanting. I was very surprised. So many places now adopting this chanting. So Mahaprabhu has a very interesting way to capture those. So in text 100, if you all remember, we just read, what is the nature of holy name? So he says, Seijan nijo grame koraya gaman krishna boli hase kande nache anukshan. Another place in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahaprabhu was asked by Prakashananda Saraswati Thakur, why you are acting like a sentimentalist? You are Mayavadi sannyas, I am Mayavadi sannyas, we are equal. Look at me, I am studying Vedanta whole day, I am murmuring, I am Brahman, I am Sahasmi, like this. You should be doing like this. Mahaprabhu took the humble position and he says, my Gurudev saw I am a fool number one, or Prabhupada translate like fool number one, and number fool one. Thank you. And so he told me I am not qualified, eligible to study Vedanta, so he gave me this mantra, so I am chanting. Then Prakashananda Saraswati Thakur asked another question. All right. Then why are you dancing like crazy madman crying on him? He said, I am not doing this. I am not dancing crying like this. It is the nature of that mantra. I am not doing it. I am just following my guru's instruction. Then he quoted this. Krishna nam maha mantra eita svabhav je jape tare krishna upajaya bhav. I am not trying to dance or chant. When I am following my Guru's instruction, chanting, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the nature of the Mahamantra is, it makes me cry, it makes me dance, it makes me roll on the ground. I can't control, I can't stop. He went with that same complaint to his Guru Maharaj. And Ishwarpuri smiled, very happy. He said, I am so happy that it is working, what I got from Madhavendra Puri. So this is the very sweet, this 100, how every person that came in Mahaprabhu's line. So today, I was displaying this, that actually this even 11 verse, or 10 verse, how Mahaprabhu's mercy manifests. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives that all the Mahaprabhu's mercy manifests in two ways. One is sadhana avinivesh bhav, means every devotee that join in the movement, they must go through a practice. Sadhana means they practice. Practice for what? Srila Prabhupada says in the translation, Kriti saddha bhavet saddha bhava sa sadhana vida nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakattam riti saddhata. Prabhupada quote another verse also, nitya siddha krishna prem. Many, many times he quote this. That krishna prem is all along in the heart. But if we practice every day, this five anga, that temple program, then automatically this must come. But this comes in a two phase. One comes by thoroughly following, but not showing appreciation. Appreciation is the key. If appreciation ignites and I feel grateful, then this Vaidhi mark will turn into Rag mark. Why? Because the taste to hear and hold into heart will start begin. Otherwise, it will stay on the Vaidhi mark. But Mahaprabhu came to give Raga mark. He said this in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila. Prema rasa nirjas korite asadon Raga marga bhakti loke korite pracharan. Raga marga, I came to distribute this Raga marga bhakti of Vrindavan. So that's how it transferred. And there is another way also, this mercy distributed, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur divide into three categories. And you will see today actually all of them exhibited, even in these 9-10 verses. One is just by seeing, he gave a side glance. I'm sorry, my English is sometimes funny. Side glance, and he ignited this love of God in the heart of that conditioned soul. And sometime he embraced, sometime he just gave the feelings in the heart of that soul. Like Jiva Goswami Pad, a good example given also. But we'll discuss today only this slokas, because these are like very condensed, all this text. So how it manifested, we are going to discuss. Then 101, we just read, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made all entire South India Krishna Bhakta. How? He empowered certain people. How did he empower? First of all, he empowered in many ways. One is just by the glance. Just like one time he was traveling towards this discussion from Jagannath Puri, he went to Alalnath temple, and from Alalnath he entering to South India, or modern state we call. Those days used to be different name. And then he's going to meet Ramananda Rai next chapter. Then he's going to go to Setubandha all the way. But Srila Prabhupada said all the way up to Setubandha, he exhibited a most astonishing that he empowered everybody. How did he empower? So one time he was traveling. There's a Muslim tax collector. When you cross some state, you have to pay tax. So the tax collector happened to be born in a Muslim family. So they have a rules that when you have a saffron cloth, sannasi, you are free. But white cloth, you have to pay. So saffron cloth, he saw Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu, he didn't approach anything. But Mahaprabhu just looked at him one time. Then Mahaprabhu went far away under the tree. So then after a while, this Kala Krishna Das and some other people were there, always following. So they came, oh, you are with him? Say, yes. No, you have to pay. He is free, but you have to pay. You all have a not saffron, means not renounced. So they say, so they are giving a logic. Well, if we follow a beggar, you think he is like a beggar. How can a follower of beggar will have money? So then tax collector says, then he looked at it. He said, okay, tell me first, why is he crying? So he's crying for Allah. He's crying for Allah. Then he started, all of a sudden, his body started shaking. Because Mahaprabhu gave a glance, but it has to be like ignite. Takes a little time, you know, when you put a fire on the wood, some smoke comes and something. Then they say, okay, I won't charge you. I will let you all pass, provided you let me meet him one more time. So he comes, then they bring him. So Mahaprabhu, as soon he came near, Mahaprabhu said, Hari Bol, chant Hari Bol. This Muslim tax collector, Hari Bol, that's it. He became so mad of Hari Bol, he cannot stop Hari Bol. He went Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, he forgot his tax collection. He went not to the tax office. He started dancing and chanting and dancing and chanting. It says that later on he was taken to the village, and the entire village, Muslim village, they all started Hari Bol, Hari Bol. They have no idea. So Mahaprabhu, he did this. We see this in number text one. So then Mahaprabhu did another way, that he, through that tax collector, now this, he became a Hare Krishna, Hari Bol party. Then he made the village Hari Bol party, and then those villagers also going to another place where the Hari Bol party started. So Mahaprabhu empowered one who empowering others. So this was very interesting how he did. But the key was that from Mahaprabhu's desire, it was emanating to others. This was very sweet, and that's how he converted everyone. Now we'll go to text 102. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed entire South India, five way I counted. I was looking at it from 102 to 106. One was, গ্রামান্তর হইতে দেখি আইলা যত জন তার দর্শনে কৃপায় হয় তার সম। সিম্পলি বাই সিইং দ্য এম্পাওয়ার্ড ইন্ডিভিজুয়াল মহাপ্রভু থ্রু দেম অ্যাকচুয়ালি হি মেড আদার্স। হাউ টু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড দিস, দের আর মেনি এক্সাম্পলস গিভেন। ইউ নো দের ওয়াজ এ ওয়ান অফ দ্য ইটার্নাল অ্যাসোসিয়েট, হিজ নেম ইজ কমলাকর পিপলাই। কমলাকর পিপলাই, দে আর অ্যাক্টিং, দে ইজ নট দ্যাট দে ডোন্ট হ্যাভ এ ভাব, দে হ্যাভ এ ইটার্নাল ভাব, বাট সামটাইম দে অ্যাক্ট টু অ্যাসিস্ট মহাপ্রভু। সো ওয়ান টাইম দের ওয়াজ এ নাইস হরিকথা, ওয়েন হরিকথা গোয়িং অন ইন দ্য সেপারেশন মুড, দে অল দ্য পিপুল স্টার্টেড লাইক এ উইপিং, ক্রাইং ফর রাধা কৃষ্ণ, দিস ইজ সো sweet, but one person, he was not doing this, and he happened to be eternal associate, his name is Kamalakar Pipalai, but I don't know his previous name. So that time he, next day when he came, he brought some chili powder, you know chili powder, try to put it on your eye, then you'll know. No, don't do it, I'm not sorry, I don't mean that. So he felt bad, everybody's crying, I'm not crying. So next day he came with the chili powder, nobody knows. So, same thing happening, people are, oh, Krishna, they're crying. He also put something. So, then he's trying to wipe it out, but he didn't see the result. After a few minutes, what happened? Then the speaker went heavy Siddhanta. When cutthroat Siddhanta coming, then everybody's like, no tears come, they're like seeing, or they fall asleep. Even Mayadevi falls asleep when Shiva was speaking Siddhanta. It's documented. So Siddhanta sometime either you, it makes you very strong, no emotion, or you fall asleep, one or the two. So that time, but everybody became serious, but he cannot stop crying. Because the chili powder, he didn't know how to calculate how much it will affect. It was affecting so much, he's trying to wipe it, but still water coming, he doesn't know how to stop it. So, of course, the news went to Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu says, oh, his name is Kamalakar Pipalai. Pipalai means chili powder. This is became an eternal name, actually. It's very funny. So, when Mother Janava, Mother Janava, she saw all the deity in Vrindavan, they did not have a Radharani before. So, they had only Govinda Dev, Krishna, Madan Mohan, but no Radharani. Shyam Sundar, Gopinath. So she arranged this Radharani to be going there and be worshipped next to Krishna. So on the way, Kamalakar Pipalai, he was remembering Mahaprabhu's preaching. How did it go? So he and Parameshwari Das, they went to this famous place called Srirampur, where Ratha Jatra goes on till today. Very big Ratha Jatra. Almost like sometime ISKCON Calcutta defeats that. We used to play that game, who going to defeat. Sometime they won one time, but we won, I think, six times in my time, I was remembering. We always calculate next day newspaper front page, who got the biggest crowd. Same day we do the Ratha Jatra. So that time, so he came, but originally that place, one time he had a big kirtan going on. So he empowered. So Mahaprabhu says here, Srila Prabhupada translated, Mahaprabhu directly did, or he empowered a devotee like Prabhupada did, like this. So two way he was preaching, distributing this two form of mercy, total five form of mercy. So then they are chanting and dancing, and it's going like till midnight. There was some villagers were not so much fascinated. They are too much shaktas. You can see why Prabhupada says this. These are followers of smartos. Because that village was like a lot of shaktos, smartos, impersonalists. Impersonalists are also three types. And all were there. So they are not coming, but they are kind of like, maybe should I go, should I not? Sounds like familiar, you know, sometimes we devotees sometimes think. But those are like, they follow Vedic rules, regulation. Prabhupada said, they follow Vedic rules, regulation, but they would not come. So there was some bad, evil-minded, some group. They think these Hare Krishnas are all the time chanting. And you see them, the first thing they say, chant Hare Krishna. There's nothing else to discuss. So is it, they get so angry, so they are walking, talking, and they found a dead, old, stinky smell fox. You know, fox, like jackal type of. We call fox, no? Fox. On the lying on the, and everybody walk by, they have to close their nose to go by because it's so old, dead smell. They say, you know what? This is the punishment because these Hare Krishna guys are doing too much, making us, forcing us indirectly. So they grab this bad guy, they really grab this fox, four of guy, and they came all the way to the temple, and while this big kirtan going on, and they placed the fox right in the middle and left, hiding in a bush. So Kamalakar people are sitting there and he's chanting. And he opened his eye, he saw the, oh, hey fox, what are you doing? You're disturbing, you should wake up and chant. Jogomaya's power, wherever the soul was, departed so many days before, was forced back in that body, stinky body, and he got a most astonishing body. Still fox body. That fox just got up and he started, I don't know how it sounds, like chanting Hare Krishna. Oh, Hare Krishna, something like that, you know, figure it out. And he's chanting Hare Krishna and he's going around the temple and he's making such a noise, sound, barking that they never heard. And when those people saw it, they were like shocked. Those bad guys, they said, we better run away, what will happen? Oh no, the fox did not let them go. The fox just did parikrama three times to his guru, the Kamalakar people. And he went and chased those people whole night by barking, woke up the entire village. And all the village, when they're seeing these four people, oh, those bad guys, they know, everybody knows those are really bad guys in the village. How is that fox? By the time end of the night, they literally made entire village to come to temple and join the party. When they heard how this fox got delivered, an entire village became Vaishnavas. Mahaprabhu, so powerful how he did. But very tricky, sometimes tricky way, not the way we expect. Then, another point also Srila Prabhupada writes, when these individuals returned to their village, that means those villagers who were staying there, some relative, they went back to their house, they saw the scenery, and they said, we should become devotee, we should not just think anything. And they literally took seriously and they became. Like for an example, sometimes Mahaprabhu would just do nothing, it looks like, but he's delivering externally all the time. One time he was sitting, doing nothing much, just sitting there, and Sivas Thakur had one Muslim tailor. You know, Muslim, they don't drink wine. It's condemned in their religion. If you drink wine, you are not allowed to mosque. But that Muslim was a little strange, you can say. Because he used to have a cup of wine in Srivast Thakur's house. Can you imagine Srivast Thakur? Of course, there was a wine also came to his house door by Chapal Gopal, what Mahaprabhu condemned, and he suffered for it. He put the wine and the meat and others. It didn't go inside the house, just outside the gate, because it was locked. But this Muslim guy was allowed, some or other, I don't know how, he had this wine cup, and he would stitch clothes for Sivas Thakur and his family and everyone. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting there one time. All of a sudden, everybody went inside. Did you see the Muslim guy? He went roaring, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Sivas Thakur comes out, my Muslim tailor? Then he looked at Lord Chaitanya, what you have done, Prabhu? Mahaprabhu said, I'm not doing anything, just chanting. This power of glance, so powerful. This Muslim guy did not know what to do, what not to do. Srivast Thakur found out, he'll inquire later. Mahaprabhu displayed the Radha Krishna form to that Muslim guy. Just one time. What happened? One time, he went to his village. People came, his family came to take him. His wife touched him, she started, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. They have a big veil, you know. No more veil or anything. She went crazy. The children came, they went crazy. The whole villager went crazy. There was a little mistake later on because Dorbesh, one of the 13 Smarthas or Aposampradaya, coming from, one is called Dorbesh, Dorbesh Naraneri, Dorbesh coming from there because the education was not following for a generation. After a while it turned into some Smartha. Then Mahaprabhu, this way he delivered just in South India. Then next he embraced sometime. Just by embrace, out of ecstasy, whoever came nearby, and some people who were very close, could not. Like we'll hear in very soon that how in on the way to South India, there was even others, like who were Ram Bhakta. They used to chant Ram's name. And he paid obeisance, touched Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu embraced. Then he started talking, Prabhu, you are Krishna. So Mahaprabhu says, how do you know? I'm not Krishna. He said, since my birth, I'm chanting Ram's name. This is the first time in my life I'm chanting Krishna's name. Now I cannot stop Krishna's name. And he started crying. So Mahaprabhu embraced. And through that devotee, he delivered thousands and thousands of devotees. That devotee would just dance and chant for. You know, there was a little boy in Katua where there's a great devotee, Gadadhar Das, not Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Das, in his place there was a kirtan going on. And Nityananda Prabhu made the kirtan such a nice that everybody for 1 month had no idea what is eating or sleeping. 1 month kirtan. After that, there was one boy specifically, he was just a little boy. For 1 month, he was like a grumpy Hare Krishna chanter. Grumpy in a sense, I am translating grumpy. It's not a grumpy like a bad way. Grumpy means that boy is not looking for food, not looking for to play or draw, do anything, just Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's going on for a whole month. This is the power. And he made so many devotees, even a little boy, was like a very empowered, energized. So Mahaprabhu did in South India on the way to Setu Bandham. Then another way he did also, he stayed in different places and he begged alms. And just by seeing him, they would give him alms and they start cry. Why they would start cry? Because Mahaprabhu glanced. So powerful that nobody would know. You know, sometimes challenge come. In the same place where Mahaprabhu was passing by, Shyamananda Prabhu came later. The Muslim king, they did not join at that time, Mahaprabhu's time. So they were staying. Shyamananda Prabhu, next party coming to that village. Shyamananda Prabhu started heavy kirtan. First day, big kirtan. Then some disturbance came. Do not chant on the street. This is the Muslim kingdom. Part of that part of the Orissa to South India. Don't chant on the street. But Shyamananda Prabhu is like Prabhupada, you know, it's like they have their view. Next day, when everybody heard, oh, the king sent a message that cannot chant on the street. Shyamananda Prabhu says, we should have a double the kirtan. Oh, sure. It went double the kirtan and on the street, big kirtan going on. And all of a sudden, hundreds of big beard, turban, sword, riding horses coming. And they came very close to Shyamananda Prabhu's kirtan. All of a sudden they started feeling itching. If you have a beard, I had, you know, if you feel itchy, that's really horrible. So it was not itchy like anybody's. Because the blood started coming. When they started itching, they can't stop it because it's so much itching. They started vomiting blood. So I forgot. First time when they came, they broke Mridanga, like Chand Kajis almost. They disturbed. But Shyamananda Prabhu did not give up. When the second day this happened, it was horrible. Then they could not do anything because they started vomiting blood. I don't know if you are, in India I grew up with, like, if you vomit blood, you immediately go to doctor, they say. I'm sure in America also. But generally nobody vomit blood probably. But those Muslim soldiers, they all were riding horses, they started itching, blood is coming from their beard, you know, from the skin. and they're throwing blood, then immediately run back. They report it to the king. So the king, it says more details, the king went to the mosque. They never met God. They never know God has a form or not, but they believe there is God. So he prayed, "Oh Allah, what is this happening? I'm trying to have your kingdom, but this man is very disturbing. And complaint has a limit. There's a complaint came that he is converting he is initiating low classes fast. That second time he says, all right, that's fine. But Samananda Prabhu does not come from a high class, Brahmana. Very heavy, strict. That's why Prabhupada is heavy on the purport about the smarthas. Smartha did not allow Mahaprabhu's mercy to manifest in Navadvip. Chapal Gopal, Devananda Pandit, you know all this, how they are gharparwa. Mahaprabhu said they are gharparwa. Gharparwa means they are stubborn. They stick to their principle of Veda and never goes underneath. And I'll give a little synopsis how this origin of smartha came to being. So then Samananda Prabhu, then next day complaint came to the king. Oh, now he's initiating the brahmanas. And all the brahmanas says, we can't tolerate this. You have to take some action. King said, that's true. He's not coming from a brahmana class. Like Prabhupada didn't come from brahmana class. And you know, generally the smartha, they criticize Arya Samaj. So then Samananda Prabhu, same thing. So this is not good. All right, what should I do? Oh, that's not bad. Until the next day news come. You know what next day news come? He started converting Muslim. Not converting, reviving their dormant love. It is not like we are converting anybody. You already have the love, you're searching for it. We are just showing you where it is, that's all. Is something wrong we did? You are looking for it, we are just showing where it is. It's in your heart. So this is Mahaprabhu was, Samananda Prabhu was doing. Oh, when the king, Muslim king heard that he is reforming the Muslims, he could not take it. That's why he started sending all these soldiers. So in the middle of the prayers, he fainted. In the trance, Allah spoke. First time in his life, he heard Allah's voice. Go, take shelter of Samananda Pandit. If you do not take shelter, you, your family, your country, everything will be finished. What is the purpose of life then? Some other, he came back from the trance dream and immediately got up. He said, come everybody. But they didn't understand. So the king first went in the horse ride. They all the way. Next day, kirtan again, triple. Samananda Prabhu was he was not showing feisty, but he was acting feisty. You know, like Prabhupada says, sometimes Prabhupada's translation is such a hilarious. He said, if you think you are Brahman, you are impersonalist. If you act like a Brahman, you are pure devotee. I was thinking, wow, that's a far out Sanskrit sloka. If you act like a Brahman, like a real in pure bhakti, then you are pure devotee. It's very nice, very sweet. So he said like this. So then when all the devotees started seeing it, now they started developing faith on Samananda Prabhu. And at the same time, they saw that how this king personally coming with thousands and thousands of horse soldiers coming, and the whole country almost like coming. Oh, then he told all the ministers, whatever I do, just copy it. Okay, then the message goes, you know how it goes, immediately to other soldiers, just copy whatever king does. Okay, then king comes, Samananda Prabhu going, kirtan, big kirtan. He had a beautiful melodious voice. He would chant Srimati Radharani's mercy, Krishna's mercy, and he would just sing and sing for his guru, Hriday Chaitanya's mercy and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then tears would come. At that time, all of a sudden, the king is, they're all horse lined up there, you know, thousands of horses and the king coming. But nobody is stopping because everybody is following Samananda Prabhu. Then king comes and just fell at the feet of Samananda Prabhu. Samananda Prabhu did not smile or anything. He just sat down. And he asks, who are you and why are you doing this? Then he revealed what happened. He said, I am so afraid of my God, Allah. He told me, if I don't surrender to you, myself, my family, my dynasty, my kingdom, everything will be finished. Please give me shelter. So Shyamananda Prabhu gave shelter. And that's how the whole village became devotee in one day. I don't know how they gave the name of everybody, but something happened. So one day they made the whole devotee. Then 107, text 107, result of preaching South India, by mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhupada translate, made everybody first-class devotee, not just devotee, first-class devotee. Later they became teacher, spiritual master, and liberated the entire world. Then by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they all became Mahabhagavat and Acharya. That means who will be displaying by their example and preaching. So Prabhupada actually many places says, pure devotee means generally is not a vague term. We think like pure devotee is a vague. No, pure devotee is a very sweet term. Pure devotee has a very distinctive quality, characteristics. Some places Prabhupada says, pure devotee means one who convert others to Vaishnava. If you see other becoming Vaishnava, then he is a pure devotee. If somebody is bringing somebody to Krishna, that means he has that Shakti. This is how the spiritual symptom we should see. Then number 8, text 8, it says, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made everybody Krishna Bhakta, all the way he exhibited this. Now, today's text, the whole thing is today's text, 109. There is a difference between Navadvip and South India, because this is very technical. So I'm going to tell you a little origin of this smarta. Prabhupada put many purport these things. They follow rules regulation of the Veda, but they are non-devotees. How is this? There is a history of this smarta, but in a shorter version, we must understand, Srila Prabhupada says, we must understand this sixth philosophy where the origin of smarta idea comes. In the beginning, if there is no suffering in this world, nobody would talk anything. Because there is a suffering constant, nobody can escape from death. You are forced to die. You are forced to take a birth. You don't know where you're heading. Because these things are forced, so everybody is looking for some relief. So everybody is giving there. How Veda manifested? Veda did not manifest just from nothing. Veda manifested by Vyasadeva, but we have to know how Veda manifested very scientifically. Just like, otherwise we'll be, you know the stories that one smarta Vaishnav, there are also Vaishnava who are smarta Vaishnava. Means they do the things but not properly. They don't do nitya dharma. They do all this other and they worship Radha Krishna but they want to get the others anitya. And this is actually, I don't know if we have time to, but this is what boils down to this chapter, this text today's. That one smarta Brahman, Vaishnava, he was carrying his guru's wooden sandal all the time. Anywhere he goes, he carries this. In Jagannath Puri, you are not allowed to carry shoes. Everybody leave the shoes outside the gate. Absolutely not possible. Nobody, even king, nobody, period. But this disciple, he's arguing with the pandas. One smarta is arguing with another smarta. This is a real story. That he says, oh no, I cannot go without my guru's shoes. That's true. We also accept like this. We also put our forehead at the lotus feet of our guru, spiritual master, Prabhupada. Always we carry his lotus feet on our head. But he says, I have to go inside to see Jagannath and I have to carry the shoes. So no, you cannot go. So there are both going on. Many instances like this in Jagannath Puri, we see that. One time Mahatma Gandhi went with all kinds of untouchable people, so-called untouchable, they say. So he went, and when he came to the gate of Jagannath Puri, Panda says, oh, you can go, but you cannot bring them because they were meat eater, this. They have a list of the. And one smarta is speaking to another smarta. If you really think, after I finish this, why? Then Mahatma Gandhi says, okay, then I'm not going. He never went inside the Jagannath temple. So he stayed outside. After a few minutes, somebody says, but your wife went. She did a big puja inside. So then Mahatma Gandhi called his wife. How dare you do that? Your guru is me. You didn't take my permission. You went there. Now, he is condemning her by seeing from going to see the Lord. What should she see? To see him. Which one is bhakti? If you really think all this episode that took place, why people are confused in India? Because Mahatma Gandhi is a leader, but he was not setting an example. He said, Prabhupada said even one time. Anyway, other acharya also, sannyasis also comment on this, that Mahatma Gandhi says, if that God who spoke Bhagavad Gita, because he loves Bhagavad Gita, having an affair with other's wife, then I don't consider him as my God. This Mahatma Gandhi speaks. How can you think he is a leader? He is Vaishnava. He's not. It's just they are actually smartos. They are leaders, smarto leaders. How this all confusion started? Because the Veda originally manifested when? By the mercy of Guru Narad Muni, when Vyasadeva went in transcendental realization. Veda revealed as a self-manifested. Just like you don't go to college to learn, I'm this body. Anybody goes to college? No, you grow up and you think, I'm this body, I'm a man, I'm a girl, I'm this, I'm that. You don't go to school to learn it. Nobody goes to college to be lusty, to learn lusty. These are like intuitive experience you have. Intuitive experience is natural. Similarly, when somebody through bhakti yoga, Vyasadev did, he transcended tamagun, rajagun, sattagun and came to Shuddha Satta platform. Then when he stepped in Vishuddha Satta platform by the mercy of his Gurudev Narad Muni, that time he found the Veda manifested in the heart as a self-revelation. Mahaprabhu told this to Sarvamama Bhattacharya. Sata Siddha Ved, Sata Praman Ved, Satta Jai Kai, Lakshana Karile, Pramanya Hani Hai. Don't misinterpret Veda, then it will be. Like he says, Veda is like a sunlight. You don't need another person to show you the sunlight. Sunlight you will see automatically because sun is self-effulgence. Similarly, Veda reveals in the heart, then automatically I know who I am, my spiritual identity, who is Krishna. Because Krishna, in the form of Veda, reveals itself in the heart. When Shuddha Satta contact comes by the mercy of Guru. So this is true. When Veda manifested to Vyasadeva, then one philosopher came. His name was, the origin of Smarta where it's coming, one philosopher, his name was Gautam Muni, famous Gautam Muni, Ahalya's husband. He was thinking, when he got this Veda, but it has to make sense. He came with the philosophy called Naya, logic. Ask yourself, each of us, we like that logic. We want to see cause and effect, but we have to have a reference. Why this is causing this, why this is causing this. And Sarvam Bhattacharya tried to put the same logic. It did not work, it failed. And he understood that logic does not work. Inference does not work. So, but when you absorb in that philosophy, you will see actually it makes sense. Then another philosopher came. I'm just going to make it very short version. Another philosopher came who took the concept this Gautama had and he was thinking, okay, I have to know by the logic how cause and effect that causing us suffer in this world. How is this we are suffering? So then he was researching. In the research he found, wait a minute, not everything are same. Like a poison kills you, maybe honey and milk makes you stronger. So it's opposite, even though both looks maybe smell good or something. So he goes by the karma, guna, draibha. Then he categorized seven categories. There's a huge chart made actually. And then seven category he sub-categorized each of them. And he broke down. His name is Kanara, Vaisheshik philosophy. And he broke down and he found two molecule paramanu multiplied by three, which Prabhupada gives in the purport. Multiply, then it becomes six, which is known as an atom by the modern scientist. But he found the atom theory was invented by him originally. Then he said, if you can understand this way, then you don't have to suffer. Everything is made of atom. Just forget about it. It's kind of atheistic, but very gradual. We also accept that. But I'll tell you how Prabhupada write it. And there's a two chapter in third canto. Then another philosopher came. He looked at this atomic theory and he everybody wrote a book, whatever they speaking about. Then he took it. It's like a putting on a glass. You know, he took the atomic theory in the glass. He looked at it everywhere in the world. He said, no, this is not enough. I see what is the cause and effect of suffering. It's only two things. The enjoying spirit called Purusha and the matter. When the enjoying spirit is coming in contact with the matter, dull matter, then his suffering begins. So what you should do? Separate yourself from the matter. Find out what is self, what is not self. And if you can do this, just divide it, then you will be liberated. No more problem, no more suffering. But that was not enough. It makes sense. I'm just making a short. Actually, if you discuss each philosophy, you think, yeah, that makes sense. But I'll tell you at the end how it is. If you take bhakti and look at through this, you will fell down at the feet of Prabhupada and say, thank you for saving me. I was in between the jaw of death by that philosophy. Another philosopher came. He took this philosophy of Purusha and Prakriti. His name is Patanjali. He said, oh no. And he's a pure devotee. They're pure devotee. They're not ordinary being. Prabhupada says, Prabhupada's right. He's a pure devotee, Patanjali. And he comes, he said, listen, this Purusha Prakriti, the philosophy that Kapila gave is not enough. Pseudo Kapila is not enough. Why? He said, because if you think matter and spirit, okay, detached from matter, then you will be liberated. Try it. When the sense object comes and you are hungry, it's a hot weather, ice cream is there, you fall for it. You cannot resist. Why is that? You feel lusty, sense object is there, you fall for it. He says, therefore, this just separating is not going to do to get liberation. You have to come to discipline, accepting favorable, unfavorable. So he gave a philosophy called Yoga Sutra. Jama, Niyama, Asana, Pratyahara, Pranayama, Dharana, Dhyana, Dhruvana Smriti, Samadhi. This is, he said, if you go to these eight stages, you will come to Samadhi, you can be relieved. You will see the darshan of the Lord in the heart, Paramatma, then you will be done. Otherwise, suffering will not stop. When this philosophy was predominating in the world, these are all real philosophy. Today, it's also existing. Then, another philosopher come. His name is Jaimini. He's also great personality, disciple of Vyasadeva. He took this philosophy. He said, wait. No. All this philosophy of this Naya, to atomic theory, to Purusha and Prakriti, then to the controlling mind will relieve you, liberate you, will not work. Why? How do you know what happened after death? But I can tell you what happened now. If you do good activities, you'll get good results. So do jagna. He promoted karmakanda. He promoted karmakanda. And he said, and then somebody asked, what about somebody is born in a rich family? He said, oh, he did good karma last life. So they promoted transmigration and good karma. When Vyasadeva saw all these philosophers giving their philosophy, he took all the philosophy and he oven like a oven. Thank you. Oven with the bhakti. This is called Srimad Bhagavatam. Because all these six philosophies, actually we are born with it. We have this kind of doubts. We have, what did Vyasadeva did? Like Patanjali, any of these six philosophies, like Daksha, we are doing this evening. What did Daksha do? Daksha promoted and established the highest form of Karmakanda philosophy. And at the end, he lost his head, got a goat head. Did not work. So Vyasadeva, he opened all these six philosophies, and now we look at the bhakti glasses, and you see each philosophy, and you bow down to Prabhupada. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for saving me. I was feeling like this. I thought this was right. But this, I was in between the teeth of a jaw of swallowing death. That those philosophy literally destroy. Now, those people, those are Veda. All these philosophy are, yes, they are misguided, you can say, from the point of bhakti. But they also draw people's attention to be obedient to Veda. Now, Prabhupada says they are flowery language because after a few days, flower dies. Then you lost the smell. So all this enjoyment that's promoted by those six philosophers, it dies. But they cannot see it. Only bhakta, devotee can see it. So what happened that when you look at through the bhakti, then you see their danger and why it is created. It's harmoniously. In our philosophy, Bhagavatam, we see all these six philosophy is woven very nicely that we'll never have to worry for anything. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was investing in the heart of his soul, what was he investing? He was investing eternal relationship of each soul has a particular form of Krishna, and he will see that personality, he will see his own position, he will see his eternal loving nature, prem, he will see his eternal service to that Lord, and that's how each devotee, by the mercy of Mahaprabhu, completely established in their eternal function called Nitya Dharma. And they accept three things. Bhagavan is eternal, bhakti is eternal, and devotee is eternal. Anybody do not accept these three things, they are called smarta. They still follow Veda and everything, but they don't focus on this, neither they act on it. So that's why there's a vast difference. When Mahaprabhu wanted to deliver Navadvip, he found the smartas are everywhere. Smartas are everywhere. And there's so many examples, you can literally think. Even Brahmavadis. But sometimes he could not control himself. He did give. Just like he went to, he went to take bath. Actually, he didn't take bath. He was supposed to go to school, Mahaprabhu. But he saw all these Brahmavadi. They think there is no form of God. And thousands, not one, two, thousands of them lined up in the Ganges. They go underneath the Ganges. We also used to do in Mayapur. Probably some of you did. And they go underneath the water and they wrap the thread and they chant. They only chant one mantra. Om Bhur Bhuva Shatat Savitu. The first mantra they chant. Sai Baba followers also chant. So many groups chanting here. So they chant this mantra. Then Nimai, instead of going to school, he started thinking, like, how do I deliver these people? They're so stubborn. They don't want to believe that God has an eternal form. So what did he do? Because if he goes there, they won't listen. So he goes under the water and just appear right in front of their face from the water. Wow! And then this man is chanting. One thing I request, when somebody chants Gayatri, do not ever disturb. This is the worst thing you can do to a Vaishnava and Brahma. They are connecting with this. But Mahaprabhu did this. He just went right in front of their face. And they're like, where did you come from? He didn't say much. Sometimes he just spit water on their face. And you think, this is a horrible thing. It is a horrible thing from the smarta view. But you know what happened from next day? They are taking the thread and they are chanting, oh, what was that sound? Some water. Is that Nimai? He's there seeing, they're hypnotized by his mischievous to see his face and meditate on it. Not in a favorable way, you can say, but Mahaprabhu is so merciful. Now they are chanting only 10 minutes before, half an hour. Now chanting 2 hours, 3 hours, cannot finish. Because every few minutes they're chanting and look at one eye, this eye, is there sound? He's coming. No. Om Bhurbo. It's like they're getting so hypnotized. All these thousands of people got delivered just by thinking of this Nimai, baby Nimai. But they could not be delivered directly. So when Mahaprabhu took sannyas, after that they came and they literally ignited. They cried and they repented. So their offenses, Prabhupada is very merciful. Like in Ratha Yatra in San Francisco, when the devotee asked that Prabhupada, some people are criticizing, what kind of form of the God is this? You know, no good hand or leg, it's just something very strange. So they are committing offense. So Prabhupada gave very nice answer. He says, they have come to see the Lord. Yes, that is eternal function, nitya dharma. But they committing offense, criticizing the Lord's form, so they will suffer a little bit. So which is important? The eternal function remain eternal, forever with them. So Prabhupada gave a first class answer. He said, but they are temporary because they are criticizing, they will suffer. So those smartos, they, how to get out of the offense or suffering? Repentance. So they did. When Nityananda Prabhu arranged this, they all came and cried at the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. And they repented and cried and cried and cried. At the end, Mahaprabhu gave them blessing and all went spiritual world. Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We are late, but if you have any question, I will address later. Thank you. Hare Krishna.